June 3, 1925, how in creation God loved us with complete love. How all created things are veils which hide him. How redemption serves as remedy for man. I was fusing myself in the holy divine will according to my usual way, and I was thinking to myself, where has our Lord God done more for the creature, in creation, in redemption, or in sanctification? And my always adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, showed me all of creation. What sublimeness! What magnificence! How many harmonies! What order! There's not one point, either in heaven or on earth, in which God has not created something special and distinct, and with such mastery that before the tiniest thing created by God, the greatest scientists feel that all of their science and mastery is an absolute nothing, compared to the things created by God, which are full of life and of motion. Oh, how true it is that to look at the universe and not to recognize God, love him and believe in him, is true madness. All created things are like many veils which hide him. And God comes to us as though veiled in each created thing, because man is incapable of seeing him unveiled in his mortal flesh. The love of God for us is so great that in order not to dazzle us with his light, frighten us with his power, make us feel ashamed in front of his beauty, make us be annihilated before his immensity, he veils himself in the created things, so as to come and be with us in each created thing, even more, to make us swim in his very life. My God, how much you loved us, and how much you do love us. Then, after he made me look at the whole universe, my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, everything was made in creation. In it, the divinity manifested all its majesty, power and wisdom, and displayed his complete love toward the creatures. There's not one point, either in heaven or on earth, or in any created thing, in which the perfection of our works is not complete. Not one thing was left half-made. In creation, God showed off all his works for the creatures. He loved with complete love, and made complete works. There was nothing to be added or to be removed. So, I made everything perfect. Nor can we do incomplete works. On the contrary, in each created thing we placed a distinct and complete love in creation, for each creature. The redemption, then, was a reparation of the evils that creatures had done. It added nothing to the work of creation. And sanctification is nothing other than help, grace, light, so that man may return to his original state of creation, to his origin, and to the purpose for which he was created. In fact, in creation, by virtue of my will, the sanctity of man was complete, since he came out from a complete act of God. He was the man, holy and happy in the soul, because my will brought to him the reflections of the sanctity of his Creator. Just as he was happy and holy in the body. Ah, my daughter, with all redemption and the work of sanctification, sanctity in man is incomplete, and for others it is almost useless. Now, I say this, if man does not turn back in order to take my will as life, as rule and as food, to be purified, ennobled, divinized, to place himself in the prime act of creation, and take my will as his inheritance, assigned to him by God, the very works of redemption and of sanctification will not have their abundant effects. So, everything is in my will, if man takes it, he takes everything. It is one single point, which embraces and encloses the goods of redemption and of sanctification. Even more, for one who lives in my will, after he has taken the prime point of creation, all these goods serve not as remedy, as for those who do not do my will, but as glory and as special inheritance, carried upon earth by the will of the celestial Father, in the person of the Word. And if I came upon earth, this was exactly the prime act, to make known the will of my Father, in order to bind it again to the creatures. The pains, the humiliations, my hidden life, and all the immensity of the pains of my passion, were remedies, medicines, supports, lights, in order to make my will known, because with it, I would make man not only saved, but holy. With my pains I placed him in safety. With my will I gave him back the sanctity lost in the terrestrial Eden. Had I not done this, my love, my work, would not have been complete as they were in creation, because my will alone has the virtue of rendering complete our works toward the creatures, and the works of the creatures toward us. My will makes one think in a way which is different from the human way. It makes one look at my will in all created things, speak with the echo of my will, work through the veils of my will. In a word, one does everything, all at once, according to my supreme volition, which leads the creature, rapidly, to perfect sanctity, while the other virtues act slowly, little by little. My redemption itself, without the prime act of my will, serves as dressing of the deepest wounds, as medicine for a man, not to let him die, as antidote, not to let him fall into hell. Therefore, take to heart my will alone, if you really want to love me, and to make yourself a saint.